Alrighty then, we're back. Thank you very much for hanging in there. Okay, how many field goals did Fred Cox make as a kicker for the Minnesota Vikings franchise? We're talking all total. Okay, was it 220, 243, or 282?
243.
Nope, 282.
Oh.
282. Fred Cox kicked 282 all field goals from 1963 to 1977 for the Vikings.
Okay.
There you go.
Sorry about that.
Go.
I have no control over what's going on over here.
I'm just hoping I don't get it, boy. I tell you, I got classes starting this week. Tuesday, two on Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. And boy, I can't. And then plus I got the Doggy Depot, which is this coming Saturday down at St. Paul Union Depot from 10 to 1. Lots of vendors, lots of dogs, speakers. They're crowning the paw of, what do you want to call it? The king and queen of the paw world, furry one. You can go to sidewalkdog.com and check it out. Or you can go on Facebook for Doggy Depot. And this Saturday, it's from 10 to 1. I'll be down there, and I'm doing a couple Q&A times, 10:15 and I think 11:30, if I'm not mistaken. So come on down. No retractable leashes. Keep those at home. And only bring dog-friendly dogs that don't mind a crowd and being kind of smooshed together. Because some don't. If you got a shy dog or an aggressive dog, you do not bring them to places like that, you know, dog parks or anything like that, to become friendly. It's a slow process. If you do it right, it can work sometimes, okay? Just depends on the personality of the dog and how hard you want to work. But the bigger thing is, though, is do not bring them to that kind of a venue. The only ones that come to massive gatherings like that on just a regular leash or a four-foot leash is, like I said, that are totally friendly, happy dogs that just loves everybody, everything, everything, and there you go. So, but it's not, do not bring them to that to be social, to think that you're going to bring them out of the shell, all right? Okay, we're talking to Gail. She's got a golden retriever. Likes to pound on pups. So, are you with us, Gail?
I'm still here.
All right, there you go. Okay, so now the training collar is what happens is that dogs learn by trial and error. They do this, this happens, they do that, that happens, okay? I am not a, some people poo-poo the any kind of collar that, just treats. But a lot of times, some dogs need to be head checked as far as, verbal, that your high voice, your high-pitched voice, you're happy, your low, slow tones, you're ticked. And sometimes when people are dogs are meeting, humans have a tendency to start petting their dog like there, it's okay, this is a nice puppy, don't you be nice. That's the worst thing that you can do. Okay, what you got to do is be learning to watch that body language. And if he's starting to show like his tail goes up and he kind of cocks his head like, I don't think I like you, you got to be quick in there and diffuse it, not with a correction, but hey, you be nice, come here, get over here, you gotta be nice. Yes, you gotta be nice. And then what you got to do is try it again. Sometimes you got to use squeaker toys to get the dog's attention diverted back to you, but that you do not correct them at a time like that. You would do correct them verbally, be nice, be nice, come here, come on, and then redirect, all right? But the bigger thing is that, like I say, going for walks and just doing things for you, as long as the dog, if you're using a harness and there is no, you're not restraining, most owners I see, especially when they expect a problem, they do it with a leash and or, a collar and or a harness, is they tighten up to restrain the dog. Okay, now that sends through the leash to the collar or the harness that you're upset and worried also, too. And another thing that people aren't aware of very much is that all our emotions have a smell, have an odor, okay? And by our dogs living with us, they have picked up on, they know when we're really sad or kind of sad, really happy, kind of happy. And they know it before we even realize it because our emotions emit that smell. And the whole world, in a dog's world, revolves around their nose and their hearing, okay? Not their eyesight, but their smelling and their hearing, okay? And so the whole thing is that it's a process that has to happen to make the dog be more calmer around, these young ones. And the young ones, a lot of times, are more bouncy and more perky and peppy and, twisty movie type thing. And so what happens is that some dogs are like, knock it off, be still. All right. But I think yours is just kind of doing, you know, his Eagles is, you know, I mean, he's an egotistical maniac. And so I think that he just, you know, really drills home that he's cool and that other younger dog is not. And so that's what we got to just work on that. And there again, it's by getting the two dogs together, you know, I mean, with both on leashes, you're, and you can't be restraining the dog. And this is where a training collar would come in case he does lunge for that pup. You're right there not to restrain him, but there is a correction involved if the voice, if he chooses to blow through your voice. There's two books that you need to read, okay? One is Canine Body Language, Canine Body Language by Aloft, A-L-O-F-F.
A-L-O-F-F.
Right, okay. Canine Body Language. The other one is called Calming Signals by Truid, T-U-R-I-D, Rugas, R-U-G-G-A-S. Or is it R-U-G-A? I can't. No, it's R-U-G-G-A-S.
Rugas. What was that second title?
Calming Signals. Okay? And so what happens is that because you play a big role in this, your emotions and your smell and such like that, and how you react. And so that's what you got to do is you got to empower yourself, understand how a dog thinks, why they're doing it, and how, you remember, dogs talk dog, okay? We teach them what, you know, human language is, but very few people learn dogs. Dogs use, they talk to us through how they hold their head, their tails, their, you know, they talk what they know as dog, you know, dog. Just like I had a gal that, you know, the dog would come in about 20 feet from the back door and wouldn't come in any farther. Okay, and I said, well, what were you doing? She says, I'm telling him to get his butt in the house. And so I said, well, okay, what was he doing? He's sitting there and he'd look at me and then he'd turn sideways. He'd look at me and then he'd turn sideways. And she said, I think he's flipping me the paw. And I'm just laughing, going, yeah, no, that's not what's happening. Okay, what's happening by him sitting there and not moving, not running from her, okay, and she's standing at the doorway, and every time he was doing by turning his head is saying, lady, calm down. He was giving her a calming signal. That's, you know, in the dog's world, that's how they talk, is how they hold their head, their tails, their, you know, and such like that. And so then he'd look back at her like, have you settled down yet? And if he didn't, then he'd give her another calming signal. So I said, okay, now this week what you're going to do is that when you call him in, if he stops, turn sideways, and then you glance over your shoulder and say, let's go, okay, and then look away and then glance over your shoulders, say, come on, let's go. But and then now you're giving him a calming signal. You are exuding calmness and not, you know, looking like a psychopath. And so now the dog trusts that he's not going to get hurt or nothing's going to go wrong. And 10 to 1, he'll come in. And by Jiminy Christmas, he came to class and it worked. I said, yeah, I know that. Because that's the whole thing is that you've got to learn to talk dog. And that's all they know. And you've got to learn their language. And then you got to teach them what we expect too. Just like a dog that growls, a lot of people want to yell at him like, knock it off, bad dog. That's the worst thing. You never nix a growl, because a growl tells you that what the dog is thinking, okay? Something's not, he's not happy. And same when they curl their lips. And by you watching for it, then you can check them on it. Hey, 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 hey. Ah, be nice now. Ah, be nice. And then redirect. Oh, come on, let's go over here, okay? And so then eventually the dog's going to learn tolerance more and then listen to you more. And all of a sudden he's learning and then things can start going smoother, but it doesn't happen overnight. And so you got to be on guard. You got to learn to read him, and then you've got to be able to insert correctly, because that's what it is. You got to learn to talk dogs, and then you'll be able to call him off the Empire State Building. Okay, does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Okay, kid. Thanks
for hanging. I'll get a Star Mark collar too.
Mark, and then otherwise, like I said, the regular pinch collar. But you got to fit them loose so they just slide over the head and slide off. They should not be snug, okay? Because part of the reward is that when the dog is thinking, there is no collar pressure whatsoever of any kind. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, using a buckle collar is more humane than anything else. I mean, you know, than the training collars. But then the dog leans into it, and what you're doing, take your pointer finger sideways and push it into your throat as hard as you can, and then try to talk. And what will happen is that it ain't going to work, because that it doesn't get. And so what happens is that that's what the dog is feeling. People think that these regular buckle collars are more humane by them straining into that, or even straining into a harness. That's restricting their shoulders and throwing their back out of line and going to pop ACLs left and right. So whatever apparatus you use, number one, if you need it, the dog will listen to it. And number two, that he doesn't blow through it, that he just doesn't, you know what I mean, take you for a walk when he sees that squirrel or another dog he wants to take out. You've got to be able to be in charge at that moment. And your goal is that pretty soon through trial and error, just your voice works. You don't need a training collar or anything. Okay?
Great.
Okay, kiddo, good luck. And give me a call up at Katie's K9 or email me or whatever type thing, okay? Thanks for the call.
Thanks so much.
Take care. Bye-bye. Alrighty then. Hey, you got a call. Give up. We got open line. 651-641. Not a call. You got a question? 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. Okay, what team did the Vikings manhandle 44-10 on the road in the first round of the 1987 playoffs? Be back.
Hey.
Heck of a deal. Guess what? I don't think, I think New England won. They were losing, you know, and so I'm just waiting for the score to come up here. Yeah, but I think they threw a final touchdown, kind of like a, you know, it was
kind of
down.
Like a Hail Mary.
Yeah, I don't know, but I was so busy doing a radio show that
you were too busy talking.
I didn't glance up on the
Katie.
On the
it's called multitasking.
Yeah,
come on.
I know.
Come on,
I know,
get it together.
What could I say? But I think New England won. So God knows. Okay, ready? What team did the Vikings manhandle 44-10 on the road in the first round of the 1987 playoffs?
The Rams.
Nope. It was New Orleans Saints. It was the first ever playoff game for the Saints, and they were not prepared for what hit them.
Apparently
see,
not.
That's what we can do. We can do that.
Hey, did you see what I posted on your page today?
Yes. Baby Sloss.
Onesie.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, Sloss. Honest to be, I don't know how anything can move that slow in my whole life. That is.
I know, they're so cute.
Yes,
like,
they are.
Their faces, I don't know what it is about it.
Those nails are enough to.
You don't want to piss them
looks
off.
Like, it looks like Edward said, they could move fast enough to hurt you.
That is
the
true.
The only way you're going to get
unless
hurt is if
them.
You grabbed it, you know, so.
Right.
Okay, there you go. Okay. Go Vikes. It's going to be happening in about, what? 30 minutes.
Well, yeah, half an hour. Yeah. 25.
I know it. Okay.
Like that.
I'm on pins and needles. This is my stomach getting a little bit. Okay, let's head for the phone lines. We got people waiting.
Yes, we do. We have Julie, and Julie has a question about her dog that is chewing on all sorts of things.
Alrighty then. Hi, Julie. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. What kind of puppy do you got?
So I have a 1-year-old mixed English and old English bulldog.
Okay.
That seems to have a thing for leather shoes, but if he can't get hold of any kind of shoe, then it's like paper and anything else he can get his hands on.
Okay. And have you had him since a puppy?
Yes.
Okay. A lot of times what happens, well-meaning dog owners don't realize they create a chewing habit, which becomes kind of like a smoking habit, because a dog never learns to just how to hang out and just be still, okay? Oddly enough, though, another piece of this puzzle could be the diet. A lot of dogs that have their gut system is in distress are chronic chewers looking for something that's lacking in their diet, okay? Leather has a lot of protein to it, you know? Paper has some protein, not good protein, but but anyway, so the big thing here is that, okay, what food do you feed?
It's a blue buffalo.
Okay, and do you rotate at all?
Yeah, we've tried doing that recently just because he also seems to have allergies. Like after he eats, he starts scratching rubbing his eyes on things.
Okay.
And so we're trying like the grain-free stuff. There's a Wholehearted or something that we were trying, but he still has the same. Right after he eats, within like 5 minutes, he's rubbing his eyes on everything.
No, that's rubbing his lips mostly is what they do. My dogs do that every once in a while too. It's like that's their bib. Yeah, it's like, you know, I got crumbs on my cheeks, and then they're, you know, digging their face into the pillows or whatever type thing. But the thing is that if you know what the base is, because unfortunately most dogs are chickens to death. Every other, you know, they grew up on puppy food, which was, you know, all chicken. And so then that place, and bulldogs are notorious for having major gut problems. Okay. And so that's why there's a couple of things that I would do here. Number one, I would switch over to the Pure Vita, P-U-R-E-V-I-T-A, Pure Vita line that's made in Pearl, Minnesota. And what that is a single source protein, all right? When it says turkey, it's only turkey. When it says beef, only lamb, all right? There is no other meat. So now we are narrowing it down to see if maybe there might be a protein problem, all right?
Okay.
Now, is this the only dog that you have?
Yeah.
Okay. I would get on some really good probiotics. Okay. Good probiotics. And whatever it says, you're going to double it. You can know where do you buy your stuff from?
I usually just go to Petco.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you're not going to find the good stuff there. All right. What area do you live?
Northeast of Minneapolis.
Northeast Minneapolis. Okay. Okay. So you can go online if you want. There's one gal in North St. Paul at Four Perfect Pets. She's got it all. But if you want to, but if you, you know, North St. Paul and Northeast is, you know, it's not huge, but it's a drive. So what you can go online, it's one of them that is really good. There's a couple of them. You can go to Vital, V-I-T-A-L, planet.com. Okay. You can go to Mercola.com. Okay, for pets, pet stuff. But you want billions, at least four different strains, okay? Billions.
Okay.
And
okay.
So anyway, and then I would also add apples, organic apple cider vinegar daily.
Okay.
Start out with just a couple drops. And how many pounds is he?
He's about 67.
Okay, so you want to build to one teaspoon, a half a teaspoon to a teaspoon per day. Okay. Build to it. Start out with a couple drops. You can mix it with canned pumpkin or plain yogurt. Okay. I don't feed my dry food dry. I put it in the bowl. I fill it with hot tap water, let it soak till all the water is gone and the dry food is now soft. I fluff it up with a fork and now I mix all my supplements in. All right. So you might want to rethink about that because dry food is like eating a box of saltine crackers and then they get a drink.
I've always done water with it. Good. Now make
sure, like I said, but it's absorbed. There should not be any water in the dish when they start eating. Okay.
Okay.
Because that's even worse than. But anyway, So we got apple cider vinegar, we got probiotics, we've got, we're going to change that food to the Pure Vita line. I would start out with their turkey, okay? They have a turkey, and then they have a venison that you can try, all right? And then buy the smaller bags, like the six-pound bags, so you can rotate faster, okay? Because otherwise, it can get stale and weird things can happen, okay? And it's a grain-free. These are grain-free. The Pure Vita is grain-free, the ones that you want. They do have a line that has oatmeal and stuff. We don't want that one. We want the grain-free ones, all right? And it's like turkey. Okay, so then we got that. And then, and now with chewing, you can get, you got to think of diameter. The bigger the diameter something is, the harder it is for them to kill it. So the Kong has some pretty good sized diameter, the black Kongs. And there again, you can put a little bit of yogurt in there and teach them how to roll their tongue to lick it out. That'll keep them busy. Another thing what you want to do is you want to teach them how to calm themselves down and do nothing. That's the hardest thing for both people to do and dogs to do is to do nothing. So what you want to do is put a leash on just with a buckle collar, sit on a chair, put the bulk of the leash underneath your butt, and only give him enough leash that if he lays down that the collar stays loose. Don't give him too much leash or he's going to tie you up. Okay, and what you're going to do is don't look at him, don't touch him, don't talk to him, don't do anything. Maybe watch TV, read a book, talk on the phone, do emails, all right? If he tries to put his feet on your paw, paws on your knees or whatever, cross your arms in front of you, look to the right or to the left, give him a side profile. Remember, that's a calming signal, right? And as he tries to come up, you gently bump him and just give him a, But don't look at him. Keep your head sideways, all right? Don't give him any eye contact, because the minute you give him eye contact, the dog is like, made you look, ha, 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 ha. All right? Because what you want to teach him to do that, no matter how he bugs you, you are not going to answer it. He's got to just calm himself down, and eventually he's going to lay down and go, well, isn't this a buttload of fun? But what he's just learned to do is calm himself down, and now he's not chewing on anything. He's just learning to hang out. All right. And that's so important, especially for high energy dogs or chewers to learn to just veg out. You do it at least 2-3 times a day. You got a minute, sit on the leash. Got 5 minutes, sit on the leash. Totally ignore the dog. Cross those arms and be ready in case he tries to come up into your face in space or put paws on your knees. He cannot, no touchy. They're no touchy you at all right? They've got to just have their space and you have your space. And then, like I say, 5 minutes, a minute, a half hour, whatever. But at least 2-3 times a day, sit on the leash and ignore the dog. And have different people do it and use different chairs. Don't always use the same chair. Otherwise, the dog thinks that area is where he has to zen out. But you want him to learn no matter what. He can learn to zen himself out. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
So that should be your game plan. But we got to get him healthier from the inside. There's other things that you can do, but I don't want to overwhelm you. And so this right now, we want to change the feed. And then to that Pure Vita, P-U-R-E-V-I-T-A, that's a Nutrisource. You can go to NutrisourcePetFoods.com, N-U-T-R-I, sourcepetfoods.com. And you can check on all the lines and read up on it and get to understand the product, okay?
Okay, perfect.
And then the apple cider vinegar, the organic with the mother in it. Okay, and then the probiotics. And that will be a good start right now. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, good luck. Keep me posted, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye. Yes, it has to do. A lot of people, dogs chewing and chewing. Well, you know, dogs are unbelievable. I had a dog. Now, I didn't have a person, but I had a gal that she said that my dog is obsessive on licking rusted things. And what was happening, the dog was lacking in some minerals, and he was getting the minerals from that rust. And so, like, dogs are very innovative of trying to find things. Some dogs will eat rocks because they're lacking in minerals. So, I mean, they're really, really good. Nature installed a good thing, you know, and they're missing something, how and where to find it. So it's huge, okay? Where are we at there, ma'am?
We have about a couple minutes.
All right, let's head for the phones.
Okay, we're going to talk to Laura. And Laura has a question about her Westie that doesn't like its food.
All right. Westie not liking his food? Now that's a miracle. Okay. Hi there. What's going on? How old is your dog?
Hi, Katie. My dog is 2 years old. She just had a birthday on Friday.
Oh, happy birthday to her.
Yeah, thank you. We've had her for 1 year and 4 months.
All right.
And we started her out on Fromm.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't like it. She ate it when we first got her because she had been very neglected and was underweight.
Mm-hmm.
So she ate whatever we gave her. Well, then as we've had her for a few months, mm-hmm. she adjusted to our house and would snub her nose at it. So I switched her over to Nutrisource,
mm-hmm.
the grain-free,
mm-hmm.
and she will go so long without eating that she's vomiting bile.
Oh, my.
And we had her into the vet. They ran all, this is a week ago,
okay.
ran all the tests, did an x-ray, and she came out fine.
Mm-hmm.
So they suggested I cook for her that week, mm-hmm. and it'd be high carbs, low protein for the week.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did, and she ate that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering, I feel like I'm a hot mess as far as feeding this dog.
Uh-huh.
I just don't know where to go from here.
Okay, the big thing with little dogs is a couple things. Number one, they don't like the same thing over and over and over again. Most little dogs, you have to have a rotation diet, and usually most dogs will not... little dogs, and once they get to that 3 or 4 day mark of the same thing, they're looking at you like, yeah, you eat it. Give me something else. All right? So variety is huge with dogs. Whereas, like my dogs, I feed them one thing in the morning, and they get something totally different at night. You know what I mean? I'm the rotation queen, all right? I have never had my dog, the 3-pounder, 10-pounder, or 90-pounder, snub their nose to anything. Okay, so that's a huge thing that you got to keep in mind. Also, too, if a dog is overweight, they are not hungry, so they can choose to be very picky. And so if the dog is, you know, lean and just right, then what the question is just he doesn't like things for any length of time. And so that's where you've got it, because dogs eat according to smell ability, how it smells, not how it tastes. They have 900 taste buds in their mouth. We have 9,000 taste buds in our mouth, or 7,000, something like that. But anyway, so they don't care less how it tastes. They care about how it smells, all right? And so so dry food, I don't know if you heard the previous caller.
Yes, I was listening.
Yeah, I do not feed my dry food dry, okay? I put hot tap water on it, let it float, and once all the water is gone, I fluff it up, put my supplements in. Can you hold on?
Sure.
Because we got to run the break, okay? Don't hang up. We're going to come back to you, okay? Vikings coach Bud Grant retired after the 1985 season with how many career regular season wins? We'll be back. All righty then. Okay, here we go. Vikings coach Bud Grant retired after the 1985 season. Man, I can't believe it's been that long. It seems like yesterday. And he's still around, too. With how many career regular season wins? Was it 146, 152, or 158?
Say those again.
146, 152, 158.
158.
Yep.
Yay.
Every regular season wins. Grant coached the Vikings for 18 seasons, and when he retired, he was the 8th among the all-time winningest coach. And then Strickland took it, and then we got our butt kicked. We only won 3 games when Les Strickland or whatever his name was.
No.
Stickle or whatever. I can't remember. Okay, let's head back. We're talking to Laura.
Yes.
With the Westie that doesn't like food.
Yes,
okay. Okay. And so when you were cooking for the dog, did she have any problem with that?
No, not at all.
Okay, of course.
Finish your bowl.
There you go. Yep. All right. And then what were you cooking for the dog?
I boiled hamburger and I made rice. Mm-hmm. And then I made green beans and sliced up real small pieces.
Oh, nice. Look at such a mommy you are. All right. One thing, though, what we want to try to remember is to try to stay away from the rice is hard for a dog to digest. You do better to mix it with canned pumpkin or baked sweet potatoes. Okay. The hamburger, it's healthier. And then plus it has the fiber in there for the digestion and just kind of help it all along. Okay. Too much rice, you know, it's heavy. And if you have to use rice, you use brown rice, not white rice. All right.
Okay.
But the bigger thing is that, well, like I say, some dogs, like I say, if they're, and then also you got to remember, if you're feeding a lot of treats during the day, you know, and with a little dog, it doesn't take much. All of a sudden when dinner or breakfast comes, they're not that hungry because they're, you know, they've had all these little stuff throughout the course of the day. So they can afford to be finicky. So really look at, I usually tell people when you get a dog that's, you know, pulling this shenanigans, number one, the only treats they get during the day are veggies, all kinds. All right. Don't give them any handmade or anything like that. You know, nothing. Okay, it's just like having Snicker bars or cookies through the course of the day. And then now Ma just busted her butt all day making this gorgeous meal. And you sit down and go, I'm not hungry because you filled that up on all the other crap. All right. So that's what you have to look at as a big picture. Sometimes I tell people write down every time you give a treat and you'll be really surprised how many times people give treats. And now you wonder why the dog is finicky is because he's not hungry. All right.
I don't give many treats.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. But sometimes it doesn't take many at all. But
right.
I would try the, you know, you could try the Pure Vitaline. You could try rotating with, you know, like a little bit of raw formula, you know, that you can find that in the freezer section. And then start out with little pieces, you know, thawed, and then start out with just like a pinch here and there for them to try, you know, so their system gets used to the richness. You can try the freeze-dried, which is raw with the moisture taken out. And then otherwise you can try the dehydrated, which is Army rations. It's got everything in there. It's 2 cups of water to 1 cup products is most of them. And see, what all these have that is different than the dry food is different smells. I mean, if you rehydrate, hydrated one, you want to just put a little butter and a little salt and pepper and you wouldn't mind digging in because it smells so good. As then, so that's what you got to remember. It's smellability is what attracts the dog to the end. Then plus you might be overfeeding the dog. So, you know, cut back a little bit and just kind of see, you know, because you want them to be hungry when they step up to the dinner. All right.
So what are your feelings on having a mixture of doing like the Nutrisource for one meal and maybe a homemade meal for another?
Excellent. Best.
Okay.
And if you're going to do like the homemade meals or like any kind of raw or freeze dried, do that meal in the evening because there's a longer time from dinner to breakfast than breakfast to dinner. And so it sets in the dog's system and they can, you know, get more out of it. You know, it's not being passed through as fast. That's my thoughts on that. Right.
Okay.
And then plus it's taken by that bile. What happens a lot of times, like my 90-pounder Zelda, she has to be fed within a 12-hour radius or, you know, timeline. If I go fit, you know, like let's say I fed her at, let's say, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, okay, and I don't feed her until maybe 10 o'clock the next morning, she will sometimes throw up bile. And some dog's system just needs to have, you know, something on, you know, if they go 12-hour, you know, break in between, some of their systems don't handle that right, and that's where the bile will come up. All right.
Okay. So I feel like I have a little bit better handle on this now.
Good, 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 good. If you got any other questions, give a holler or email me, okay?
Thank you so much.
You bet. Have a great day. And go Vikings.
Yes, go Vikings. Bye.
Bye-bye. Skull! It's about ready to... We're getting closer. We're getting closer. And New England did win. I don't know how they pulled it off. I had the TV sitting here right within, you know, not even 5 feet from my nose. But I was so into answering questions, I didn't look up. And all of a sudden, and they were behind the whole game until the last 4 minutes.
Were they?
Yeah. So they pulled a Viking.
They did.
Probably not.
They didn't give up.
Maybe not such a grand manner as we did it. But.
Well, they probably, like, in their minds were like, hey, if the Vikings can do it, then anybody can do it.
Yeah, and then that stupid Bradley, you know, the glove thing all week.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you know, you're milking this. You just want the limelight and this just drove me nuts. Okay, where are we at?
Okay, we can take another caller.
Okay, let's do that.
So we're going to talk to Greg, and Greg has a question about his dog not going potty on command.
Not going potty on command.
Yes.
No, right. Hi, Greg. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Katie?
Good, good. So what kind of pupper do you have?
Okay, I have a Cavachon. It's a Cavalier King Charles Bichon mix.
You bet.
Okay, she just turned one a week ago. And now on a normal work week, I'll take her out early in the morning, like around 4:30, right before I go to work, and she'll She'll usually do a pee or something, and then she'll have her breakfast. My wife will take her out like 4.5 hours later and before she goes to work, and she will not go. Sometimes it'll take up to a half hour before she'll finally go. And then when I come home, you know, about 8 hours later and try to take her out, then same thing. It'll take anywhere from, you know, 20 minutes to a half hour. And while we're out there and we both bring her out on a leash, she's, you know, sometimes she loses her focus. She'll be distracted by animals or cars, everything.
Okay.
But we cannot get her to go. And we have tried treats, praise, everything.
Okay. What you gonna do? How long is your line?
It's only 6 feet.
Nope. You got to be at least 10 to 15 feet. At least 15 would be better. Because a lot of dogs, when you stand over the top of them, you're watching me, you're on top of me, they want a little privacy. So at least a 15-foot line, no longer than a 20-foot line, okay? And you just learn to hang back. If you wanted to go potty out there by that tree, you walk her out to the tree, say go potty, and as you are backing away from her to give her space, all right?
Okay.
Then also, too, when you take them out to go potty, maximum time outside is 2 minutes. Go potty, go potty, go potty. And when they do go potty, oh, good potty. Thank you. Good potty. But do not touch them. Do not say good girl, because that gets their mind, it splits their mind, and now they forget what they're out there for. You just do it as in a chant. Go potty, go potty. And then you're keeping them on task. My Ethel, in my 3-pounder, is notorious for getting out there and go, oh, bug, oh, bird. You know what I mean? She's walking to where the potty area is, but she gets distracted. But if I just say it a chant, go potty, hurry up, go potty, then it keeps your mind kind of like on task, okay? But the biggest problem that people do is that they stand out there for 20 minutes. No, 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 no. The dog is dinking around. And so what you're doing in Minnesota, you need a dog to get out there, get it done, and get his butt right back in the house so that, you know, because when those 40 below weathers come, nobody's freezing. So you take her out to that potty spot, stand still, back away. Go potty, go potty, go potty. And then when she does go, good potty, good potty. And then two minutes is up, you bring her back in and wait a minute or two, have her on the line with you, or put her in her kennel, and then take her back out, try it again, go potty, go potty. Okay, then if she's still, now in the morning you always get a piddle and a doo-doo. That's a given, all right? And let's say she just gives you the piddle. Okay, then you did it twice, she didn't give you the doo-doo, you bring her back in, put her in her kennel, feed her, wait about 10, 15, 20 minutes after that, then take her back out and 10 to 1, bingo, your doo-doo will be there. Okay, and if it's not, okay, then, but usually it is, then when you bring her back in, and if you have to go to work, oh well, then you put her in a kennel and just hope she can hold it to the next round of human that comes around through. All right.
Okay.
And so, but do not be out there with and don't be letting the dog dink around. You don't want them to be a putzer. You want them to get out there, get it done, and get right back in. And now they go for their walk. And now they get to play. But they don't get that until they are done going potty. And you should know when the time of day, like I say, every morning is a piddle and a doo-doo. That's a given. Now, when the other doo-doo comes, it's totally on what you're feeding and how much you're feeding, that you might get another one that day, or you might get two more that day. It just depends.
Yep. And that's how she'll do it. It's usually twice a day, after each meal.
Mm-hmm.
But if I went to take her to, like, the boulevard, she'd do both immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like she won't, or, she has trouble doing it in our yard. But
right, and some dogs are like that. They want their doo-doos to go outside because that sets the parameter of their yard. It's like saying, okay, they do their piddles and their doo-doos along the edge, saying anything, now you've crossed this, you're in my territory.
Right, sure.
All right? And so but the whole thing is, no longer than 2 minutes, double team her as far as out 2 minutes, then come back in, wait 2 minutes, and try it again, and then a longer line, so that you're not right on top of her. You could try a 10-footer, but I think a 15-footer would be better. All right?
Okay.
And just back yourself away and give that a shot. And then just verbal praise, good potty. Don't go, oh, good dog, and don't pet, and don't give a treat. You just want them to stay on task, okay? Then they come in, you go, good, 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 and now if you want to go play or go for a walk, now you go for a walk. All right?
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
You bet. Go Vikings!
Yep, go Vikings.
All right, take care. And watch, the poor guy's probably a Packer fan going, you know what it took for me to say that?
I was just going to say, what happens if, like, we're talking to a huge Saints fan, though?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think the odds are not.
We would
possible.
Hope.
Anything's possible. What defensive back picked off a Viking single season record of 10 interceptions in 1975? Be back. Alrighty then. Notice I have not been doing trivia on how many games the Vikings have lost and stuff. What defensive back picked off a Viking single season record with 10 interceptions in 1975?
I don't know.
Okay. Paul Kraus is the NFL all-time record holder for interception with 81 picks.
Wow.
Isn't that something? Which team was the last team to win an NFL championship before the merger of the AFL and the NFL? The Minnesota Vikings.
Oh.
Isn't that something?
Very cool.
There you go.
Huh.
Yeah.
Would have never guessed that.
Yeah. And the Vikings all total had 7 coaches in their all the years of franchises. Somehow I only just remember Denny Green and Bud Grant.
Well, hey.
There we go. Okay, let's head for the phone lines. The game is off. They just kicked off just a little bit ago.
Oh.
So it's on.
Yay.
So far, we got one in first quarter. We got 11 minutes and 19 seconds left, and it's 0-0.
Okay, good. Thanks for the update.
Okay, where are we going?
Okay, we are going to talk to Diane. And Diane has a question about a dog with potential PTSD. She'll kind of explain a little more what she's thinking.
All righty then. Hello, how you doing?
Good.
Good, good.
I talked to you in May, Mother's Day.
Okay.
About my dog, and when people came over, that he barked and misbehaved.
Mm-hmm.
Just when people came over.
Mm-hmm.
He's a service dog.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me to use a can with a coin in it.
Mm-hmm.
Or a little spray bottle.
Mm-hmm.
But that he liked playing with water.
All right.
The spray bottle was kind of out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I did the can, that kind of became a game, too. And then he just ignored it. But I did manage to get him to settle down by taking all his toys away.
Right.
And that worked actually really good. I didn't tell you the first part of this when it started, because I thought I could manage it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very traumatic, so I'll try not to cry. Because every time I tell it, I cry. So a couple years ago, we were in a store. And he wears a different harness than normal because I needed one with the leather one with a handle on top.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Because I fall.
Okay.
So that's the one that the service dog place got for me. So
right.
It doesn't look normal.
All right.
And I look normal because I have epilepsy.
Okay.
We went into the store and they didn't believe me, and then they said he couldn't be in there because they had food, and that's really not
true. He didn't have a service vest on? Because the service dogs have vests on.
He did, but and he was labeled, but he had a harness.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He had the handle thing.
Mm-hmm.
He had the leather thing, but he was also labeled from the...
Okay, so what we got? We're running short on time here. So what?
Oh, sorry.
What happened that you think?
The police officer came, but I started to have a seizure. He signaled me to have a seizure. The police officer jerked him away from me,
right?
And kept jerking him across, and was going to have him go in a patrol car with a German Shepherd.
All right.
And so he was traumatized by the whole incident. I haven't taken him out since because he's misbehaved. Since when we go someplace, he's acted up like he does at home, and I don't know what to do.
Okay, well, but what you just got to do is what you need to do is I don't know what you're, but you need a trainer to work with a trainer to assess the situation as far as where you guys need to start. If it's from the basics again, then just to restore your confidence and the dog's confidence, then that's what needs to be done. You know, what kind of training collar to just, you know, kind of get him back into the thought of where he was before that, you know, trauma. But the thing is, it's not like it happened 2 weeks ago. So the thing is that now what I think it's snowballed between, you know, you felt bad about the situation. And so, you know, I mean, he picks up on your anxiety and it just kind of snowballs. And so that's why I would suggest it like an in-home trainer. You know, I come to people's homes or I don't know what's your thing. You know, you could come out to Katie's Canines and I can assess and see what's going on and then help you both gain confidence together again and then give you the tools of that to keep the dog under, you know, I mean, the tall... under control when you're out and about and such like that. So that's because this isn't something that you can't console, because this is something I've got to meet you and I've got to meet the dog, and then we got to go from there, because what works for one dog in person may not work for another dog in person. All right? So if you want to, you can give me a holler, and like I said, you can either come up to Katie's Canines, obviously, and I'll help you out, you know, a little bit.
Where's that at?
In Hugo.
Okay.
I'm 5 miles north of White Bear Lake is where I'm at. Okay. So you can give me a holler or email me, whichever you want, and we can try to set something up. Otherwise you can try to find in-home trainers around you and go from there. But you and the dog need to get assessed by a trainer and then lay out the groundwork and a plan to get your confidence back and the dog's confidence back. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, kiddo. You bet. Take care. Bye bye.
Yep.
All right, let's try to squeeze in the last one.
Sounds good. We have Kate on the line, and she has a question about how to get a dog to use a dog step.
All right. Hey, Kate. I was hoping to get that today, and we didn't. We ran out of time. Okay, do you have the stairs already?
I do.
Oh, good. Okay. So what you're going to do now, what kind of dog do you have?
I have a Tibetan Mastiff, a Great Pyrenees, and an Akita.
Oh, my Lord. Hey, you need mega steps is what you need here. Okay, so what steps are we using? What are we trying to use steps for?
Well, I got them for Christmas from my daughter-in-law. They were actually off of Animal Planet. They're wooden steps, and they have carpet on them, and they're very nice and sturdy and stuff, but there is no way I can get any of the dogs to go on them. They just walk around them, and I've tried putting treats on them and different things. So
what you got to do is you got to block it so they have to just, you know, put the stairs someplace like between two chairs, and then you're on the other side with the treat so they can't go around. You know, maybe use a wall on one side and something big on the other side, so they have to come up those stairs, you know, and come to you. And even if they put one foot on the bottom step, give them a treat. Oh, good job. Oh, good job. Oh, good job.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then if they put, and be really giddy. Oh, you're doing it. Look at you. Yay, you. Okay.
Okay.
And so then they're going to get all excited, like, yay me. I don't know what I'm doing, but what? We got a treat. Okay. And so then, you know, pretty soon they'll put two paws, and then maybe now they're up on the second one. And so because they're such large dogs, you got to make sure the steps are appropriate to their size body, that, you know, you don't want to do the elephant on the pedestal thing.
they're appropriate. It's for large dogs, and they're very sturdy, and but I've got a almost 10-year-old dog, and he's having trouble getting in bed, and he likes to sleep with me sometimes, and so I have to put him in the bed, but these steps would be nice if he would start using them.
Right, and so what you're going to do, find a place where where you could just practice with the steps, okay, and then once you get him going up and down, very nice, then what you're going to do is now you move him to where you need him, which is the bed, okay, and use the word step.
Okay.
That means watch where you're placing your feet, okay, and then what you're going to do is you're going to get on the bed, and you're going to have people on both sides, so the dog has to go, you know, you're going to create that tunnel again, so the dog has to go up the step, use a treat. Oh, you're doing good. Good job. Step. Good job. Okay. Then yay you when he gets up there. And then now you're going to go back down the stairs, and you're going to have him follow you. Okay. And you're going to keep doing that. And then what you're going to do is, like, let's say you're on the top of the bed and the stairs at the back, the bottom of the bed. Okay. When the dog comes in the room, you're going to say step, you know, you want to get the dog realize he's to step up those steps to come onto the bed. So, and you're going to work with that. So pretty soon you just say the word steps. The dog's automatically going to go over to the word, you know, the step, and use it. All right.
Sounds like a wonderful idea.
But be happy. Be happy, be perky, be positive.
Yep.
And so, you know, the more you sound silly and almost laugh with your voice, then that just, oh yeah, we're having fun. This is cool. I can do this. And then it'll get better and better.
Conversation anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, kid. Thanks for the call. Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, folks, Vikings are ahead, 7-0. Hot diggity dogs. It's going to be a good one. But anyway,
They are?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, 7-0.
Coming out of the gate hot, you guys.
You bet. I know it. And so now I just want to make sure that, you know what, tomorrow is going to be a very, I bet you the traffic is not going to be very heavy tomorrow, not only just because there's a snow, but because there's going to be hangovers all around.
I was going to say.
Either from over-celebrating because we won.
Yes.
Or for, oh, crap, we lost. Either way, there's going to be hangover, and I think morning drive will go very smooth.
Everybody out there, prepare for the I have the flu phone call.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's true. Very true.
Because that's what I feel
it's
is going to happen.
Bottle flu is yeah, what it yeah. is. But also, too, though, with everybody else celebrating, too, they, I mean, that's more to pass the germs, just like you were saying, the get-together
yeah.
last week.
Yeah.
You know, in Manuary. So, and then don't forget to vote. Go to Manuary. Go to mytalk1071.com.
Starts out, tomorrow.
Yep. And then go to see the baby sloths and some other way cool stuff on my show page at mytalk1071.com. Go to Katie K9. And then I'm sorry we didn't get to talk about the steps that much. Hopefully we'll be able to do that next week. And then there again, Deb Drake, the designer and flooring consult. That's 651-230-1260. And then remember, podcast, go to any of the shows and podcasts. I want to thank you so much for listening. Go Vikings. We're going to do it. This is going to be our year. I know it. Okay, make it a great week.
Whatever job you need to do out there, grab the right tool to get it done. The new F-150, with an available hybrid engine and up to 7.2 kilowatts of pro power on board to power things on the go. It's not a tool you'll hang in a tool shed, but you can certainly use it to build one. The new 2024 Ford F-150. Tough this smart can only be called F-150.
Available starting early 2024. Optional features see owner's manual for important operating instructions.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.